This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2021 special is brought to you by Marsing.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Roshan and Noel. 8:50 a.m. Thursday, the 5th of November, and in about 15 minutes, we're bringing you KLCI opening numbers and market insights with Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank. But in the meantime, we're turning our attention to a key driver of the Malaysian economy, the E&E sector.
It's a broad sector which includes electronic consumer goods, component parts like semiconductors, as well as telco equipment and solar cells. So the E&E sector contributes something like 5% of Malaysia's GDP and is also the largest driver of exports, making up about, I think, a third of Malaysian exports.
Now, the industry is also touted by the government as one of its national key economic areas to bring Malaysia towards a high-income economy. And for more on this, we're speaking this morning with Siew Chun Tai, President of the Electrical and Electronics Association of Malaysia, ahead of the Budget 2021 announcement tomorrow. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Siew. Now, have all of the roadblocks faced by the E&E sector since the early stages of the MCO been removed, or are there still some supply chain disruptions or labour availability issues that you're facing?
Good morning and good day. The recent spike in the number of COVID-19 cases is back to hamper businesses. Another round of extended CMCO is expected to toll on industrial and businesses. In fact, the businesses sector has been progressively improving from the May after the EMCO until this third wave came in. There is supply chain disruption as delay in receiving parts and component for domestic or overseas supplies, as well as the building and construction industry on working delay or cancel due to restriction of MCO. As for the labor availability and issues, especially in the building and construction and manufacturing industry, members facing labor shortage, especially foreign labor, due to limitation and low local participation. At the same time, maintaining the workers are still the challenges to many businesses.
Now, looking at the government assistance given in the past few months, the Panjana stimulus package had initiatives like a 100% investment tax allowance for 3 years for existing companies in Malaysia to reallocate their overseas facilities back to the country with capital investment above 300 million ringgit. Have these worked?
Yeah, the government short-term recovery plan have helped many of our SMEs, especially wages subsidies, employment incentive, moratorium to save afloat temporary. For Malaysian company to relocate overseas facilities back into the country may not be so attractive due to the market uncertainty and political instability or turmoil. On the 5 years, 10 years for zero taxes and 100% investment tax allowance for 3 years, there are more to mid-tiers and MNC. This may not help so much SMEs.
So what does the E&E sector hope to see in Budget 2021?
Yes, our wish for the Budget 2021 to be RIAT and SME-centric. The retrenchment jobless are increased and CMCO still in progress. SME and micro-SME are badly hit with their cash flow and business activities. Team have a long wish list. Number one, extend the wages subsidies until mid-2021 to reduce retrenchment. Number two, increase hiring quantum and extend employment incentive until mid-2021 to reduce jobless. Propose the quantum of hiring incentives such as fresh graduate from 600 to 1,200, unemployment age below 40 from 800 to 1,200 ringgit Malaysia, unemployment age 40 to 60 from 1,000 ringgit to 1,500 ringgit, and for the OKU from 1,000 to 1,500 ringgit. Number three, extension of moratorium until mid-2021 to help manage cash flow. Number four, to waiver SST, tax holiday, for E&E product and services which produce local as an incentive to promote, help the local and buy Malaysia campaign a success. This will directly help the FDI and importers to localize their product and services. This would in turn contribute to the reduction of trade deficit and increase in job opportunities. Number five, the government to waiver the penalty imposed on forecasters versus actual profit for income tax to LHDN. Then the last one, the Special Release Fund, SRF, disbursement is low and allocation is insufficient. Team urged the government to increase the SRF fund allocation amount and to accelerate disbursement for businesses' survival and sustainability.
So do you know whether Malaysia is actually succeeding in attracting E&E firms which intend to diversify their manufacturing hubs out of China in this so-called substitution effect?
Yeah, yes and no. But before that, I will tell you, Malaysia export in September amounted to 88.9 billion ringgit Malaysia, rebound to register a double-digit growth of 13.6% compared to the same month, 2019. Therefore, we hope this gives a positive view for the investor or the firm to reinvest in Malaysia. It may not be easy to move the manufacturing plant out of China, although the government is providing some investment attractive. This is because China has a huge domestic demand in terms of large population of 1.4 billion. The country also has a good infrastructure, massive component supplier, a big pool of skilled technician engineers, and other advantages.
Finally, has the industry seen full recovery from the effects and impacts of COVID-19?
This has to refer to the categories of E&E, because E&E have a very wide range spectrum. It consists of SME industry, electrical power distribution and renewable energy, machineries and equipments, telecommunication, sounds and video, office data, machineries and processing equipment. Certain sectors may fully recover, such as semiconductors, RE, and some may be far from fully recovery. The slowdown in economy activity caused by the pandemic and measures taken to contain its spread. It is vital for the government to continue effort in providing support and incentive to assist the vulnerable SME in the E&E industry to wade through these tough times and continue to provide employment to all Malaysians. Last but not least, we have more than 1 million SMEs and micro SME. Digitalization and automation are the key for their survival in the new normal way of doing business. They need more help in learning, understanding, and incentive for their adaptation.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Mr. Siu. That was Siu Chun Tai, President of the Electrical and Electronics Association of Malaysia, also known as TEAMS. And he named a couple of things on his budget wish list there, including waiving the SST, so implementing a tax holiday for E&E products, helping locals in order to reduce the trade deficit and increase job opportunities. So I think we're going to be watching watching the Budget 2021 announcement very closely when it happens tomorrow afternoon. But right now, we're about to head into some messages and then the 9 o'clock news. So be sure to stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2021 special was brought to you by Masing.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.